What about this expression? Say if a woman is expecting to have a baby, talking about her condition, what would people say? They'd say she was what?
Well, they'd say she's pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember a time when people didn't use that word?
Yeah, it was back when 50 years ago, it wasn't just out to the public, everybody told it. Now it don't make no difference. Young girls and young boys talk about it the same as married folks.
What would they say if they didn't say pregnant?
Well, I don't know. Affecting the baby, something like that.
You ever hear it in the family way?
Yeah, I hear them say it in family way.
Did anybody ever say, well, so-and-so swallowed a pumpkin seed?
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
How would they say that? How would they use that expression?
Well, I don't know. I'd be talking about, some mention about a woman, but the story started up, they said, well, I think she swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Okay. What about if you didn't have a doctor available to help with the delivery, who would you call on?
Well, you'd call on some of the older ladies around, more experienced, to call them midwives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They still have those?
Well, they don't have them now. No, they go to the hospital now.
Mm-hmm. Well, ask about this expression. Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say he does what in relation to his father?
I don't know, just take after his father or something like that. I reckon the way they put it.
You ever heard people say he favors him?
Yeah,
he favors him. He's
just like his daddy, they say.
Yeah. Talking about a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, well, now, if you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good...
say a good thrashing, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or whipping?
Good whipping, yeah.
Spanking and such like.
Would a spanking be as bad as a whipping?
Well, I wonder how bad the whipping was. How bad the spanking.
I see.
Yeah.
Did people have any kind of name for a child that was born to an unmarried woman?
Well, they just call them illegitimate. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a word that you thought was kind of a nasty word for that?
Oh, bastard? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard that.
Used to use that.
Huh?
Say, used to use that?
I've heard that, but called amongst you folks.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about, say, if my brother had a son, I'd say that son was my what?
Nephew.
Sure, okay. What about a child who both of his parents have died? What would you call him?
Orphan child. Mm-hmm.
And the person who was appointed to look after him?
Well, that'd be, I reckon they call that a tutor or something like that.
Guardian.
You heard him call a guardian?
Guardian, yeah.
Say if the house, if you had a lot of company in your house, and the house was full of people like your aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews, people like that, you'd say that the house was full of what?
Kinfolks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.